Today on the Pageant Cast, we have a special guest, Jessie Ledoux, Miss International 2013. But you might actually know her from her work on the Pageant Planet. It's the biggest pageant website out there in the world, and Jessie is all over it. And we're going to hear about that today on the Pageant Cast. TKPN.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Amy Gregorio, Mrs. International 2013, and you're watching Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. And here is your host, Tim Krenchman.
We are back. We're back here at the Pageant Cast. I'm your host, Tim Krenchman. I'm the host and producer of the Pageant Cast, and I know that because I can't do my turning right now. Everything's backwards.
You would not be a good weatherman right now.
I would be horrible at it. A great weather person, though, would be our guest today, Jessie Ledoux. She can do anything anyway, so fantastic. It is so much fun to have you on the show. We recorded one episode already, and we promised everybody this is the Pageant Planet question portion. So it's back to school time as we're recording this, and you teach a plenty on the Pageant Planet. How did you become the queen of coaching on the Pageant Planet?
Yeah, so I actually, what day is it? It's August 25th that we're recording today. And it is just shy, 5 days shy of my 2-year anniversary with the Pageant Planet, which seems crazy. There was a call for new interns and writers at the Pageant Planet. And I said, you know what, I can do that. So I went ahead and I applied and I started as the queen of fashion. So I did all the hit or miss. And the hit or miss can be a little bit controversial for many reasons, but I always went at it as an educational purpose. So for those that were reading and for the young lady we were reviewing, what worked, what needed improvement, and how you can maximize your score in evening gown. So I did that for about a year, a year and a half, I think. I wrote 400 hit or miss articles, which is mind-boggling to me. And then there was an opportunity that arose, and Stephen Roddy, the founder of the Pageant Planet, asked me if I would transition to Queen of Coaching. So All of our VIP clients, they're monthly subscribers, and they're preparing for their pageants. They range from first-timers to seasoned professionals. They're just looking to brush up their skills. So I do all of the one-on-one sessions, so creating a contestant's brand from start to finish, and kind of teaching them and guiding them how to present themselves in a cohesive way to the judges.
Fantastic. Now, I also noticed that you do some interviewing yourself, because just this past week, I believe it got released, that you did a podcast with Steven and you turned the tables on him and you got to interview him.
I did. It was so much fun. You know, Steven and I, after you know someone for 2 years, you work with them and for them, you get to know them pretty well. So it was pretty funny to be able to be in that seat with Steven. So, I actually am a broadcast journalism major at Iona College in New Rochelle. And so that's something I just keep in my back pocket for opportunities like that.
Well, you certainly hit it out of the park. Now, what did you learn about Steven that you didn't know before the interview? Because I know I always learn stuff about my subjects when I talk to him. What did you learn about him?
Oh, gosh. Well, Stephen and I spent some time together this year at National American Miss with Stephanie, who was also there. So we had a lot of life conversations. So I'm always amazed at Stephen's breadth of experience. I mean, Stephen owned a professional indoor football league, which blows my mind. It's pretty rigid experience that not many people have the opportunity to say that they've done. Especially, I think he was in his early 20s, too, which is really impressive. So that is always amazing to me, is how Steven's life course has kind of taken shape, and how he has absolutely no pageant background. But What's the coolest thing about that is being able to say, you know, I have no pageant background, but branding and professionalism speaks any language. So it kind of applies perfectly to pageantry.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Now, I did notice, though, when you were interviewing, you did not ask what type of animal he would like to be or what type of tree he would like to be, which are my personal favorite pageant questions. I don't know about you. When I judge, I hate the questions a lot of other judges ask. What is the worst interview questions you've heard?
You know, I've actually never gotten any of those crazy questions.
Are you serious? Oh my.
I like to think I've been around in pageantry, but I think about it and I really haven't competed a ton. Just like I said, those one pageant every year and then a couple of extras here and there. So the worst question I ever got was, what wouldn't I give up for the title? And it just threw me for a loop. You never think about it from that perspective. So right. I always now ask my clients that question and just kind of either teach them how to go through it with comedy and making it a silly thing, or really just standing by their beliefs and their resolve. Just depends upon the whole personality. But that was probably the most interesting question that I got. Sorry to let you down there, Tim. I had nothing
okay.
to
do. Okay, yeah. See, I've been on so many panels where I literally, somebody will ask a question and this is the look they get from me. I want to jump over the table and I'm like, are you kidding me? You are now going to ask them what color is their favorite color. You know, that's fine if you're doing tiaras and toddlers. Oh, you know, a 7-year-old kid. Yeah, ask them what their favorite color is and why they prefer Tigger to Pooh Bear. You don't do that in a Mrs. Pageant, folks. Just letting you know. I found it interesting, though, the question that you found challenging. That's one of my personal judging tricks. I like to ask negative questions and see if they can come up with a positive answer. You know, I ask things like, in the Bill of Rights, which right would you most like to get rid of? And first of all, I find out if they know what the Bill of Rights is. And second of all, it's like, wait, I don't want to get rid of any of those. Yeah, too bad. Choose one. Yeah, it's a lot of fun to do. Great party trick to drive people out of the room. I'm actually quite talented at getting people to leave the room. So I feel I have a special kinship with becoming a judge at beauty pageants for some reason. I don't know. Do you sometimes feel that beauty pageant judges are mean, are just mean to their contestants?
You know, I always say when I judge, I'm going to be the mean judge, I'm going to be the tough judge. And then I just melt away because I just love everyone so much. I do think that there are certain people that may not be mean by nature, but they take on that persona, that tough judge aura that I think every panel has to have, right? Everyone has to have that, oh my gosh, I have no idea what that judge was thinking. They hated me. Because it just gives a different dimension of how you handle a situation. If everybody was rainbows and sunshine, it wouldn't be a good indicator of how well-rounded that person could be. And any pageant contestant that's watching or listening can tell you that you meet all kinds. And you meet people that might not be fans of you initially or at all, that's the way it goes. But you have to be able to deal with those personalities. So I think that it is a good thing that there's always at least one tough judge.
Well, luckily, I'm usually available. yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but people just find me repulsive. So it's a skill. It's a core copy. Now let's take a look at what's going on at Amazon. Pretty smart lessons from our Miss Americas. This is the actual description from Amazon in the pages of Pretty Smart. You'll find insights, wisdom, and stories from 22 former Miss Americas who are not just pretty, but pretty smart, and how they pursued their passions all the way to professional and personal success. With their thoughtful intelligence and insightful eloquence, these women shattered a myth that the pageant is just a beauty contest. Their stories, woven into a tapestry of inspiration and wisdom, prove that it takes vision, discipline, drive, and yes, brains to win the crown. Before you purchase something at Amazon, come to pageantcast.com first. Click the link that looks like this, and we get credit for the sale, and you help out the Pageant Cast. Thank you!